Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, and I'm talking with Ken Huey. Ken is the CEO of CALO, C-A-L-O, a program emphasizing working with kids with serious attachment issues in Missouri. And Ken, could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing, what you've been doing, and then I want to get into your expansion into working with the preteens.
Sounds fantastic. First, I should mention that I am not the CEO anymore. That is now Landon Kirk, my partner and co-founder at CALO. He handles all of the operations and everything now, and I am founder and senior vice president and handle really marketing and expansion and those kinds of things, outbound face of the program.
Okay, so, I don't think I got a press release on that.
No, actually, I'm just thinking I didn't actually send anything out on that. I probably should.
Yeah, it would help the confusion. Okay, so
yeah,
Mr. Vice President and founder, co-founder, tell us a little bit about what CALO does.
Yeah, so CALO is really founded on the idea that we believe in real specialist treatment, and we're only going to work with one small, narrow slice of the treatment pie, and that is kids that have emotional and behavioral issues that are tied to trauma. Trauma in the attachment window especially, and 95% of our kids are adopted.
That's, I see, generally it's a third in most programs, but you have almost always, that almost sounds like that's a criteria for admission.
Yeah, in fact, we do frequently reject kids if they're not adopted. We advertise it with most of those that refer to us as being all adopted, and once in a while, somebody who really understands trauma and attachment will say, well, look, this child really had some severe emotional neglect from their biological family as a child, and that's what kind of drove all of this, and so we'll make an exception and bring a child on that fits our trauma and attachment window, but is not actually adopted.
Okay. Well, you have an excellent reputation for working for those kind of kids. I know when I get a client or a parent talks to me and they have a kid that's been adopted and has a lot of attachment issues, maybe a reactive attachment disorder, you're the first ones I think of. So now I understand you're opening up a adjoining properties and you're going to start working with preteens. So what's the age range you're looking at there for this new program, and how is it different working with the younger kids than working with teenagers?
You bet. So, you know, we've worked with the teenagers up till now and had a lot of call for earlier aged kids, the preteens. And so after 7 years, we finally decided that it's probably time to go there. We bought 5 acres adjoining our current property and built 2 9,000-square-foot homes on that property. They'll both be done in a couple of months. In the middle of October, we'll start admitting those kids. And we've got one home then slated for the preteen boys, and the other one is slated for a separate preteen girls program. And it's really going to be 10, 11, and 12, and 13 years old, too. We say preteens, but some of those, there's some overlap. Some are chronologically 13, but really emotionally they belong with the preteens. And some, even 12 years old, might make sense in our teen program. That will probably be fairly rare, though. And in terms of what's different about it, really the preteens are a little bit more intense emotionally. The emotional lability is something that you don't see as often in the teenagers. So there's a lot more sort of hands-on, lots of touch, you know, linking arms together to kind of walk around, not in any kind of control way, but they just crave touch at a different level, and we work in those kinds of ways, really rocking, sitting in a dual rocking chair and rocking and talking and being on a much younger level with these kids, lots of sensory integration work that we plan on doing. So that's the biggest.
Okay. Well, you know, I've heard several people say, "Well, gee, it's awfully hard to work with the teenagers because they've had more time to get in set in those negative ways, and it's easier to work." Or the younger kids, the preteens, are more responsive. What's your reaction or thought about that?
Yeah, you know, I think that in general, if you sort of control all variables and make them equal, that you're going to have an easier time with a preteen with the same level of difficulty as a teen. But when it comes right down to it, if you're going to send your preteen off to residential, typically those kids are going to be struggling at a level beyond kind of normal attachment issues. So the preteens are really pretty intense. They're not physically assaultive per se, and they don't have behaviors that put people at risk in the same kinds of ways, but they take a whole lot of staff in order to help them regulate and get them where they need to be. So, you know, some fairly intense kids on the preteen side of things.
Okay, so they're more volatile is the term I would use at that age. But everything I've seen is when you guys came on with the with Kalo and working with teenagers, it was sort of like a godsend, because trying to find a good place for a teenager with, say, especially reactive attachment disorder was difficult. So good to hear that you're moving into it. These facilities, you anticipate enrolling kids in October. And how many kids eventually do you anticipate in the preteen program?
We have a maximum capacity of 22 in the boys program and 22 in the girls program, so a total of 44 on the preteen side.
Okay, and what's the size of Kalo right now?
Right now we've got 75 kids in residence, 48-bed boys program, 32-bed girls program as far as capacity, so we can have up to 80 kids total, but we've just built up now to about 75. We've actually kind of increased our enrollment cap by building out throughout our existence, and so we're now finally being struck with being limited in terms of number of space that we've got. So,
okay, so the preteen program will be approximately half the size of the teen program.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ken. I'm glad to have the time, had a chance to talk to you and bring us up to date. Appreciate you spending the time and wish you good luck.
Hey, thanks so much, Lana. Thank you for what you do. You really do a tremendous job of keeping the information out there and letting everybody know what's going on in our industry, so I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Ken Huey, founder and Mr. Vice President of Kalo, and they're expanding into serving attachment disorder kids, preteens.